If a high school is working right, students enter as kids and depart years later as responsible adults. It takes a lot of people doing a lot of tasks to make that process click and work. So it's always a bonus when there's some recognition for a job well done. U.S. News and World Report puts out an annual list of the best high schools in the United States, awarding gold, silver, and bronze designations to schools all over the country. In the gold and silver categories, here's the list for Oregon in our region. South Eugene High School, number 7, Ashland, number 12, South Medford, number 22 within the state, and Hidden Valley, number 23. For the silver and gold in our part of California, University Prep in Redding came in at number 32 in the state, Mendocino High School number 154, and then there's a whole bunch of bronze medals that go below those numerical rankings, which include Crater Renaissance Academy, for which Bob King is the principal and one of our guests here in the studio. Hi, Bob.
Hey.
We also have from Ashland High School Principal Michelle Zundel. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
So, Michelle, Ashland High School has been on the list before, I understand. Is it a number of times?
Yes, this is our fifth time in the ranking. Yes.
And is it ever a surprise to be notified then?
We never take it for granted. Yes, we want to make sure that we maintain our standards, and several of our staff members keep saying we need to go for the gold.
So it's silver at this point?
Yes.
Is it an actual go for something? I mean, first of all, is there any paperwork that is filled out at the high school, or is it just a case where they take the information from you and decide?
U.S. News and World Report does all of the analysis, and they study 31,000 schools across the country. And what I really appreciate about their methodology for determining these the recognition is that a school needs to be demonstrating that they get better than state average results with all of their students. They specifically look at our least advantaged population, students from poverty, students who speak English as a second language, students with disabilities, and you cannot get into the rankings unless you are that student population is getting better than state average results.
So they look at the students who essentially come in with the greatest number of disadvantages and see how well the school brings them up.
That's correct. And then from there, if you have proven yourself with all students, they give you a college readiness index, a ranking based on advanced placement and IB, International Baccalaureate scores.
And what kind of score how is that expressed, and how well did Ashland do in that?
Sure. So we do offer advanced placement classes, which is the College Board college level curriculum, and our students earn our early college credits. They look at the results, how many students, they take all of the seniors, and they say how many students have earned threes, fours, and fives on those AP exams at some point in their high school career.
And you did pretty well at Ashland High School?
Why, yes. Our students did great.
Bob King, start us off slowly, first of all, with the concept of Crater Renaissance Academy, because I'm sure there are some people going, well, is it the same as Crater High School? Yes and no is the correct answer, isn't it?
No, I'd say the correct answer is no. 7 years ago, we went through a conversion process where we were Crater High School. We now compete as Crater High School athletically, but we have three autonomous small schools on the Crater campus. And they each have a different academic theme, with the idea that students can immerse themselves deeper in academics and be more ready for college and life after high school if they can become truly engaged in something that that kind of sparks their learning. And the three schools include an arts and sciences school, that's Renaissance. We have CAPS, which is Academy of Health and Public Service. And we have BIS, which is a school of business, innovation, and science. So they're very interest-based, and each one is a very strong school with students that are passionate about their school.
And each has their own principal?
Yes. And they are completely different schools. Yes.
Is there any mixing of students, though? I mean, would the students from Crater BIS also be taking classes with students from Crater Renaissance?
There are a few. There's a few classes that are available for some AP coursework, some agriculture courses, band and choir. So there is a small set, and students share a lunch period for the most part.
Were you there when the initial separation took place?
Yes.
And how tricky a process was that before everybody finally felt like they had the ability to remove the training wheels?
It was an arduous process, and a lot of work went into with the staff, students, and community. it's still difficult at times. You know, the community is, we had one high school in our district. And so there's a lot of passionate feeling supporting our high school. And I think as each of the schools that are there now have become more and more successful, I think the support has grown markedly.
I should point out to listeners, they may not be familiar with Crater High School, Crater Renaissance Academy, Crater Biz, Crater Health. What was the other one?
CAPS, Crater Academy of Health and Public Service.
Okay, that is the high school for the Central Point Gold Hill District. These are the high schools for the Central Point Gold Hill School District. Is this the first time that you were chosen for, or any part of any one of the three schools at Crater High School were chosen?
For this particular award, yes. We've started being recognized for some different things. Last year, Oregon ASCD named Renaissance as one of their two whole child schools at an award. I noticed Ashland won this year, so we have something in common. But we're very proud of that. We feel like Crater's always had a sincere interest in really making sure that we have strong students with strong characters and kind and ready for the world. But I think our focus on being academically ready and being ready for life after high school is really sprouted throughout our district. Our entire district has their eye on that ball now.
How were you notified that you ended up on the U.S. News and World Report list?
First, by an email from Michelle.
So, one of the ones who'd been there before had a chance. So how were you notified, Michelle?
I looked at the release date and had it marked on my calendar to take a look. And so we go to the website and take a look at what the rankings are and notice that we had some colleagues in the running as well. And so I sent emails both to South Medford High School and to Crater and said, congratulations.
The congratulations go for the fact that the schools have ended up on the list of the best high schools put out by U.S. News and World Report every spring. We're talking to Michelle Zundel, the principal at Ashland High School, and Bob King, the principal at Crater Renaissance Academy in Central Point. You can join our discussion about what makes a good high school and the factors that went into these rankings. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. In trying to come up with things like rankings of high schools, for one thing, it's with the 38,000 altogether considered?
31,000.
31,000 across the country. And then when I look at the names of some of the schools, it sounds like Academy this, Institute that. I mean, it sounds like schools that are not necessarily doing the same sorts of things that your schools are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how is an apples-to-apples comparison even made as you look at the criteria that go into this? Michelle Zundel?
My understanding is that they're looking at public high schools, but some of those are magnet schools. Some of them have entrance exams. So it's not completely apples-to-apples, but it is looking at schools that serve students without tuition. Requiring tuition. And one of the things that we appreciate is that they're looking at academic results in reading and math for all students, as well as how well we're preparing students for college.
And so, I mean, obviously your work day by day and as you try to take the long view, which can be hard sometimes because the day by day work I know is rather time consuming. You're thinking in terms of how do we make this a better school? How do we make better students to make this a better school? Can you even think about the recognition, or is that something that you just stash in the back of your mind, Bob King?
In starting our school 7 years ago, I work with really passionate, strong teachers, and we had our eye on, we wanted to be a beacon school. We wanted to be a school that could show that in a public high school, you can get it done for all kids. And we follow a model called the Coalition of Essential Schools that it's based on a set of learning principles. And they're not based around the idea of scoring well on academic tests. They're based around principles like a tone of decency and trust, mastery of learning, learning to use your mind well, goals applying to all students, less is more, you know, to have depth over breadth. We had the idea, and most CES schools do, that, you know, test scores follow. If you focus on developing strong basic skills and your students and your staff own your school and they help, they want to develop a really strong school and they're proud of it, that they'll be able to pass a test. Turns out it was right. They can. You know, that's because, well, these awards, some of them are certainly based on how we did on test scores. That really isn't what our bedrock belief system is about. But
It's a byproduct of a really strong K-12 learning system. Yeah.
Well, so let's get into that, though, because you don't want to base everything on test scores. And much has been said by educators over the past 20, 30, I don't know, 40 years maybe even, about the fact that you can focus on test scores as a measurement, but there need to be other measurements as well. So this must be a constant struggle then to try to convince people, okay, maybe the test scores aren't as good as you'd like, but look at the other things. So what are the other things that you point people to?
Bob mentioned the ASCD Whole Child Award, and it's an interesting methodology that they use looking at schools. They look at what you're doing for the health and safety of your students. They look at what you're doing to maintain engagement in extracurricular activities and student clubs. They look at what you're doing to make sure that every child feels challenged and supported. And so we're very excited that on those measures we also were selected as a strong school.
All right. This is the first time I've ever had a chance to bust a couple of high school principals, but you're passing notes. What's going on here, Bob King?
On the way over, I felt nervous, called a colleague, and they said, remember what's important to us and talk about what's important to us, not just that there was an award. Wow, thanks.
But I think that what you're talking about, Jeff, is really important because schools are so much more than helping kids pass tests in math and English. We want to create students who are inspired to learn for their entire lifetime, who are healthy and happy and contributing members of society. And we believe that that goes for a child who is struggling with homelessness, a child who struggles academically with disabilities, children who have mental health issues. We want to care for them all and help them to succeed. So creating that personalization in a high school is also what we're about, and a really important area for both of us.
Does it help that your high schools are not giganto schools? I mean, both of you are under 1,000 for total enrollment, aren't you?
Absolutely. That's one of our core beliefs and why we went through this process. Just being a smaller school doesn't mean you're going to be a successful school, but it creates conditions that are more difficult in a large high school. My staff and my students are all accountable to one of, and the administrator, staff, and students, they're all accountable. You're on the stage. I know every student in my school. Our teachers know our students. It's hard for a student to hide, for a teacher to hide, for a principal to hide. We see each other. We know each other well, and we constantly remind one another that the purpose of personalizing and knowing each other well is to ask more from one another, and we do that.
In Ashland, you have what may be a unique community in the region, in that this is a place where the voters have taxed themselves several times to provide additional services for the school. So that's quite a bit of support that comes from the community already. I assume the support also comes with greater expectations.
I think that we know from years of scientific research and education that high expectations are the key to high-performing schools. And it's also important to thank the community for the incredible support that we have. Not only do we have business partners and community partners, we have 85 community members who come in and give every one of our juniors a one-on-one mock interview every year. The level of volunteerism is extraordinary. And so when we speak about winning these awards, the principals get to come to the microphone and talk about it. It's really important that we talk about this K-12 effort, that the kindergarten teacher, the sixth grade teacher, they all have a piece of this. Students don't come to the high school fully, created as extraordinary learners, it's a whole process. We need to give credit to the students who care about learning. It's cool to be smart, it's cool to care about learning and be curious. We need to make sure that the parents who are the first teachers in their homes are also recognized for this effort. We need to thank the community for the additional financial support and their volunteer time.
Bob King, different kind of community in Central Point, but you mentioned a lot of buy-in to the three separate high schools within the Crater campus in Central Point. Was there some resistance at first, though, when you first talked about splitting up the schools 7 years
ago? Absolutely.
Yeah,
it was
a wobbly time.
A one high school district, and that's where it has been and still is the center of the community in many ways. And many of the people that live in Central Point attended Crater High School. I've been there for 30 plus years, so many of them have been my students. And there absolutely was some resistance, some of it based on things that I think were fears that may not have been accurate. But I'm hoping, I know from at least from the parents that I come in contact with, that the support feels very strong. And we have some strong community groups that are in close partnership with us as well.
What do you hear back from the community, if anything, so far about the bronze ranking?
Lots of congratulations. We have a Facebook page, as Michelle does, and it's social media has become one of those ways where we get to celebrate together. It's been nice.
All right, lots of celebration. And when you first got the word, when, Michelle?
April 22nd, I believe, is when it happened. And we do believe in celebration. Yes, it is a snapshot of test scores and whatnot. But in this work, it's really important to celebrate when we can. So we had a staff meeting. I have such an extraordinary, hardworking staff at our high school. And we had a celebration together. We were looking at a way of celebrating with the students whose hard work resulted in this award.
Ashland High School ended up in a silver, was it, silver category? Well, among the best high schools in America, named by U.S. News & World Report. Creator Renaissance Academy in Central Point got a bronze. Bob King is the principal there. Michelle Zundell, the principal at Ashland High School. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour, here's Garrison Keillor.